Bonjour, Di. I'm struggling to get the members to order. Am I audible? Honorable Bibi?
You are audible, Chair, but your bandwidth is low.
Parties would like to make declarations of vote in terms of Rule 78.
Yeah, you are audible, Chairperson.
Honorable questions.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Chairperson. Close to 200 children died of malnutrition in the first few months of this year. Forced to eat sand to fill their stomachs, this despite the rollout of the 350 SRD grant. Additionally, millions of beneficiaries have not seen a cent.
Audible? Why is it that I don't get a response? Oh, thank you.
Chairperson, we can hear honorable questions.
Should I continue?
No, it's fine, but I think there is something wrong with the connectivity. Yes, please, my dear.
All right, I'll start over. Honorable Deputy Chairperson, close to 200 children died of malnutrition in the first few months of this year. Forced to eat sand to fill their stomachs, this despite the rollout of the 350 SRD grant. Additionally, millions of beneficiaries have not seen a cent of this money, as the system remains flawed and unresponsive to the needs of the poor and vulnerable. Payments were made to ineligible individuals due to the inadequate internal controls to perform validations and prevent payments being made to persons that were not entitled to the SRD 350 grant. The department is yet to finalize sanctions against its staff who unlawfully benefited from this grant. The department is not serious about curbing the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide, and this scourge continues unabated despite millions being spent on programs we have not seen. Foster care and adoption programs remain in crisis as red tape leaves many vulnerable children unattended. The HIV budget has been cut by 1 million rand, despite the fact that we are nowhere near winning this battle, and the older persons program has been reduced by 1.1 million rand, even though care for the aged is a huge problem in the country. The substance abuse program has been substantially reduced despite the war against drugs continuing to rage across the country. NPOs remain underfunded, and approximately 7,000 social workers have still not been employed, despite the plethora of social issues in the country. The food basket has increased to 4,609.89 rand, and citizens are unemployed, poverty-stricken, and starving. This, despite millions being spent yearly on grants and programs aimed at alleviating these miseries. The social assistance programs of this department remain flawed and unable to deal with the social issues facing the country. The Democratic Alliance objects to this vote. I thank you, Honorable Deputy Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Christian. We will continue, and we will now call on Honorable Ndongeni to continue with the debate.
Deputy Chairperson,
is that a problem? Yes.
Member Dongeni's got a problem with a connection, so I will do the declaration.
You may continue, Honorable Gillian.
Thank you, Deputy Chair. Deputy Chairperson, the efficient implementation of the social relief of distress and other social assistance packages have assisted poor and low-income households during the period of the COVID-19 pandemic by protecting them from food insecurity and poverty. As the ANC government, we have shown through such interventions that we remain determined to prioritize the livelihoods of the majority who have been further marginalized as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. With almost over one-fifth of South African households relying on social grants as their main source of income, the posture of government in this respect should be undebatable. As the ANC, we remain resolute on our commitment to improving people's livelihoods through poverty alleviation and building a caring and self-reliant generation. In order to achieve this, it is important to ensure that there is synergy between the differences of government in delivering services to the people. The budget vote as presented by the minister commits to enhancing efficiency in order to ensure that delivery in the provincial is not compromised, especially as this relates to pay point sites in our localities. Guided by this Batho-Pele principle, adherence to the strategic objective of the Department of Social Development and the key interventions highlighted in the budget vote, we believe that the process of accessing social grants will be improved. Provinces are instrumental in ensuring that social security services, such as social work and efforts to address social ills in our community. A rejection of this budget vote as presented is, in our view, a disregard of the reality that ours is an unequal society where millions rely on social services to support their livelihoods. Indeed, Deputy Chairperson, these social services as delivered by the department are an affirmation for many that the South African government cares. The African National Congress adopts the budget vote 19 as presented by Minister Lindiwe Zulu as it seeks to address the socioeconomic challenges that widen inequality by providing social protection for the economically marginalized and impoverished South Africans.
Thank you, Honorable Gillian, for Honorable Ndongeni. I have further been informed that there is a wish to call for a division. Can we have the call first?
Chairperson, the DA calls for a division.
I see that Honorable Labiskagni is a problem. I've been informed that there should be a division, but if there is no call, we will continue with the
Chairperson, next. Chairperson.
Can we find out who is supporting? Can we have the support of at least four members?
I have
four
Smith.
Delegates.
Karim Fassar.
Christians.
I heard the call for a division. Thank you, Honorable Oukamp. I'm now calling for four delegates.
Protestant support.
Eleku support.
The problem Karim is Fassar all of support. You speak at one time. Smut.
Yeah. Proud to sit.
Christians, is it long that I hear in the background? Is it long? Is it proud to sit? Okay, thank you.
Chairperson, if I may.
Thank you, Isaac.
Chairperson, if I may, I think that you have got a problem with your connectivity.
Now already.
Chairperson, I don't know whether you can hear me, but I think the table should help you.
Yes,
I think the chairperson has got a problem with the connectivity.
You've called already. You confused me if you Rina is over die derde keer wat jy sê, soos jy heren, is, who's speaking now? What's happening?
It's Muima here, Honorable Muima. Your bandwidth is a challenge.
Is it?
Yes.
Don't you hear me now?
We are struggling to hear you.
I hear you.
Please go ahead.
Everyone. Possibly on your side, if I don't hear, I will indicate if I don't hear.
We don't also
hear. Is it? Then it is a Northern Cape problem because I've seen other people.
KZN chair, don't hear you.
I'm noting your hand, Dr. Dovu. Honorable Nyambi, can you take over the
thank you, Chair. Let's continue with the
request, Honorable Nyambi, to take over the presiding.
Okay. We are still dealing with those that are voting in favor.
Mudise, vote in favor, Honorable House Chair.
Thank you.
Sekwati as well from Limpopo in favor.
Thank you.
Nakhanyan vote in favor.
Thank you.
Njadu vote in favor.
Thank you.
Camilio Benjamin Eastern Cape vote in favor.
Thank you. The table will lower all the hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands.
The subscriber you have called is not available right now. Please try again later.
Jane, could we just have the...
The table must lower the hands so that we can get to the next vote.
Chairperson, the hands, you already gave that instruction, so please let them do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. Let's get to the next one. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised. Thank you. The count is completed. The table will lower the hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. Come again.
Sorry, Chairperson. I tried to raise my hand function. It doesn't want to work. It's Karim Fisher Northwest.
Okay, you are voting against.
I'm voting against.
Thank you, Honorable Karim. We'll now deal with those who abstain. Please raise your hands. The count is complete. Table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. The table will submit the results. Advocate, let's have the results. Thank you. The results are as follows. Those in favor, 35. Those against, 18. Abstention, it's 0. It's clear. The vote is agreed to. I now put vote 20. Women, youth, and person with disabilities. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Section Rule 78. EFF, Honorable Lehihi.
Chairperson. Chairperson, the EFF once again reject budget vote 20 on women, youth, persons, and with persons living with disabilities. We reject the department which does not respond to the many challenges faced by women in this country and fail to take on any coordinated approach of working with social development with home affairs. So as fight against femicide in this country, this department has failed to respond to the challenges faced by people living with disabilities across all provinces in South Africa. And despite promises of inclusion of people or persons with disabilities as priority group, women and persons living with disabilities continues to experience a number of challenges such as poverty and lack of inclusion in the labor market. The situation is worse for poor Black persons living with disabilities in rural areas of Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, as they often have to contend with issues regarding access to health care, as they face more barriers. The story of disability in South Africa remains one of social oppression. This department has failed to women of this country. It has failed young people, and it has failed differently abled. This budget is ignorant of the great agency needed to deal with the problem of young people and young women in particular. We reject this budget, Modula Stilo.
Thank you, ANC. It's Honorable Mama Rukhane.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. Gender-based violence and femicide has reached crisis proportions in our country. Every year we pay condolences and bury women that have been murdered by men. We need to put an end to gender-based violence in our country and effectively implement the National Strategic Plan on gender-based violence and femicide in all spheres of government, particularly at the local sphere, as it is the sphere closest to the people. Provinces are to ensure that the NSP is incorporated into their planning and that programs address the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide. These are to be infiltrated in ongoing provincial programs and campaigns. We must continue to advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities and not be silent on issues pertaining to persons belonging to the LGBTQIA+ community. As our youth is faced with high levels of unemployment, we must also pay attention to the manifestations of crime, substance abuse, and mental health that can be seen as consequences of our socioeconomic challenges amongst youth. Our youth are ravaged by crime and drug abuse. Provinces and local government are to ensure that facilities such as rehabilitation centers, recreational centers, and hubs that assist persons battling with mental health are in operational. These facilities and services assist these victims of who have fallen to crime and drugs that are detrimental to our youth. Therefore, such facilities rehabilitate to and assist in driving forward our social transformation agenda. Acknowledging that we have high levels of unemployment in our country, provinces should continue.
As I conclude,
Honorable Chairperson, the department should continue to undertake programs that promote women and youth empowerment and the vulnerable. The ANC supports Vote 20. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mamoregane. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 21, Civilian Secretariat for Police Service. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. EFF, it's Honorable Motsamai. Honorable Motsamai.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Economic Freedom Fighters reject the budget vote for civilian secretariat for the police. The civilian secretariat for the police service mandated to act as an advisor to the Minister of Police in the request for service delivery and resources of the subs. It performs advisory functions on various matters, which include policy and strategy, policy performance, community mobilization on the crime prevention. However, this department has demonstrated time and time again that it has no compliance to perform any of its core functions. As a few years ago, the minister asked for South African National Defense Force involvement in fighting crime in Cape Town. But because that investigation was not led by a proper intelligence, it failed to deal with the daily murderers in Cape Town. We reject this budget as this department has failed in providing the minister with a policy advice. It has failed in monitoring and auditing the police. It has failed to mobilize key role players to prevent crime, combat and investigating crime, maintain a public order and manage all operation functions. As such, we reject this vote. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Motsamai. ANC, it's Honorable Mthethwa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the House. The Civilian Secretariat Police Service, CSPS, derive its authority from Section 208 of the Constitution, which provide for the establishment of a civilian secretariat for the police service to function under the direction of the Minister of Police. The core function, Chair, of the CSPS are to conduct oversight of the police service and provide policy strategic support to the minister. Further, Chair, is to ensure that the South African Police Service, SAPS, are efficiently and effectively in their legal responsibility. The budget vote 21, Chair, will enhance the work of the CSPS to monitor police, and that it will make sure that the policy work given rise to a positive outcomes. The budget, Chair, this budget vote of 21 enhanced the department to continue to resource the family violence, children protection, and sexual offenses investigation unit, supporting the top 30 police station with a higher level of gender-based violence. The budget vote 21 will enable the police to respond promptly to effectively to the victims of gender-based violence and create a friendly and safety environment for the victim. The budget vote 21 will ensure, Chair, that the CSPS continue to monitor and evaluate the police and drive the crime and anti-prevention campaign. The civilian secretariat shall continue conducting community satisfaction survey on the police visibility mainly and get other issues that community wants to be raised about the police. In conclusion, Chair, this is done to ensure effective and address the lack of trust in the police by the public and improve police service delivery. In a nutshell, Chair, this entity exists to provide support to ensure that SAPS is efficiently and effectively in its operation and that the mandate can only be fulfilled if the budget vote is welcomed. The African National Congress Chair therefore support and welcome this vote 21. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I put vote 22, Correctional Services. I've been informed that the following party would like to make a declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. EFF, it's Honorable Motsamai.
Thank you, Chairperson. The economic freedom fighters once again reject the proposed budget on a correctional service. We reject the budget of a department which is responsible for the shocking condition of our prisons. Inmates and remand detainees experience extremely overcrowded in prison, inhuman living condition, shortage in educational service, and shortage of educational staff, as well as social workers and
House Chair.
Honorable Mtsamai, then let's go to Honorable Malika. It's clear that Honorable Mtsamai has disappeared. Honorable Malika.
I don't know whether. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Can you conclude? Thank you. Honorable Malika.
Sorry. Honorable
Mutsamai
is back, House Chair.
Honorable
Mutsamai. Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know what was that just cut. Thank you, Chairperson. The economic freedom fighters once again reject the proposed budget on correctional service.
But you are in the last paragraph.
Oh, the last paragraph.
Yeah, let's allow you to conclude. Let's allow him to conclude. Can you be allowed to conclude, Honorable Mutsamai?
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. The Department of Correctional Service has failed in almost all aspects in rewarding focus on rehabilitation at our prisons.
Let me just see.
We reject the budget vote. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mutsamai. Honorable Malika for ANC.
Thank you, House Chairperson. The African National Congress supports budget vote 22. Correctional services. This vote contributes in the rehabilitation and social reintegration of offenders back into the community. Pronouncing their vision for the country, the ANC is ready to govern, stated that a prison service for the country must play its part, not simply as restraining convicts, but in rehabilitating them. The ANC asserted that adequate resources should be made available for the human accommodation, education, training, and job placement of convicts. Chapter 3 of the white paper and corrections details that corrections is the societal responsibility and envisages that members of the public will support internal rehabilitation programs. The objectives of the rehabilitation process as summarized in the white paper are to focus on connecting offenders' behavior, enhancing human developing, and promoting social responsibility and positive social values amongst offenders. Through the self-sufficiency and sustainability modeling, the department has contributed towards the social relief efforts. The DCS workshop has been participated with the latest technology to enable them to produce inmate uniform, staff uniform, and shoes in large quantities. Through the model, the National Treasury has approved 100% retention of revenue regenerated by the DCS, and these funds will be reinvested towards programs contributing to self-sufficiency. The ANC has been and remains the advocate for self-sufficient and skills development. Through skills development, meaningful contribution into the economy, if possible, is possible. Rehabilitating offenders and equipping them with the necessary skills after incarceration will contribute to a safer South Africa. Moreover, effectively, rehabilitation will contribute to reduce incarceration must be safe.
As you conclude,
both the inmates and officials must be enabled to feel safe offenders. The ANC support this vote.
Thank you, Honorable Malika. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 23, defense. The vote is agreed to. The objection of the DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 24, Independent Police Investigative Directorate. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. Don't forget, honorable members, the maximum is strictly 3 minutes per declaration of vote. The first one is EFF, Honorable Motsamai.
Thank you, Chairperson. The economic freedom fighters reject the budget vote for IPID. IPID continues to face one of their biggest challenges, which is the lack of implementation of their recommendation by the police. This department has failed to repair their rock of relationship with the South African Police Service. South Africa experienced a number of report cases of police violence, even though there exists an IPID oversight body that is responsible for making sure that the police are accountable for their acts of violence. Suspects are brutally beaten, punched and kicked even when they were not pressure to meet police targets. Police officers often resort to illegal methods of operating, and such action cannot be condemned under any circumstances. We reject this vote. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tamai. ANC, it's Honorable Bartlett.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, the African National Congress welcomes Independent Public Investigation Directorate Police IPID budget vote 24 is presented. The budget vote has a significant role to play in enhancing the police services in their fight against crime in general and corruption in particular. The IPID gets its mandate and authority from the relevant legislation, which is the Independent Police Investigation Directorate Act, which empowers IPID with powers to investigate any complaints, alleged misconduct, or even offences committed by the members of South African Police Service IPET is charged with responsibility to investigate our police members. Honourable Chairperson, the budget vote 24 will enhance and strengthen investigative capacity and further improve the quality and effectiveness of investigations. The ordinary South African people will benefit from the budget vote, as this will uncover all the wrong things done by the members of the police and uphold the head of justice, so that the public can gain trust in the police and appreciate that no one is above the law. Honourable Chairperson, the budget vote 24 will enhance the police service to fight against corruption in the police service. The budget vote will make sure that there is strong compliance of subs to the IPED recommendations and further makes recommendations to the Minister of Police. The budget vote 24 will enhance the ongoing fight against gender-based violence and femicide among the police, women and men in blue, giving attention to murder cases, rape cases, and most important, rooting out corruption. Honorable Chair, the African National Congress welcomes and supports the budget vote 24. I thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 25, Justice and Constitutional Development. I'm informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 7-8. EFF, Honorable Mutsamai.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Economic Freedom Fighters reject the proposed budget on justice and correctional service. Thank you, Chairperson. Audible.
Yes, we are audible.
Audible.
No, you have muted yourself now. Unmute.
Okay. I think I'm all right now.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
The Economic Freedom Fighters reject the proposed budget on justice and constitutional development. South African democracy is entering a very dangerous period during which the very concept of justice and the rule of law will be severely challenged and undermined. We are already seeing a tempest of justice system that is employed by the rich and the poor, powerful to advise their interests while silencing the poor and the poor, and we need to re-accept community policing forum and encourage formation of crime which in the street and community hospitals. We reject this budget vote.
Thank you, ANC. It's Honorable Shaikh.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and other entities and institutions receive their budget allocations under the Justice and Constitutional Development Budget Bill. Our courts remain critical for enforcing and defending of rights of people and dispensing justice. They have played a pivotal role in protecting the rights of women. The backbone of the fight against gender-based violence are the sexual offences courts and the Tutu Zela Center, peer centers, which were introduced to focus on the speedy adjudication of cases. We welcome the efforts made by the Department of Justice and the entire JCPS cluster in the fight against fraud and corruption. It was reported that a total of $36 million in 2022-23 to invest in ICT in institutions that include the Investigating Directorate, the Public Protector of South Africa, and the South African Human Rights Commission was made. A total of 426 million rand over the medium term to intensify the fight against corruption and ensure sufficient capacity for the investigations and prosecution of criminal cases emanating from the State Capture Commission has been set aside. Amongst others, Honorable Chair, this will allow the independent director to appoint an estimated 90 staff members in a permanent capacity. The AMC supports this budget vote. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Shaikh. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA and EFF are noted. I now put vote 26, military veterans. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 27, Office of the Chief Justice. The vote is agreed to. I now put vote 28, police. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make the vote in terms of Rule 78. The DA, it's Honorable Mikalakis. Honorable Mikalakis.
Thank you, House Chairperson. It's always nice to have you in the chair. I need not repeat here what I've said during the debate about crime in this country being out of control. The public knows it and the ANC knows it. But isn't that ironic, or perhaps sad, that the very people with the majority vote in the House know that this budget won't bring down crime? They've expressed such concerns in the committee discussions, although not explicitly. No, they toe the party line. They will never say it explicitly, but they know this budget does nothing, the same as other years, different to bring down crime. Another 67 murders per day, another 153 rape victims per day. It is now the third year in a row that the ANC members bemoan the fact that IPED's budget is effectively decreasing, keeping the crooks within the SAPS. They know there are too many generals in blue light VIP protection units, and they know there are too few specialized cyber, drug, stock theft, and rural safety units and forensic expertise. They are concerned in the same way as the president is on occasion shocked. Yet they will have they have the courage, the guts, the backbone, the vote to vote against a budget that is, by their own admission, not ideal for bringing down crime? Or will they toe the ANC party line again at the cost of innocent people being raped, sucked into gangsterism, or murdered? The DA is deeply
Zandamela out there. Sorry, Honorable Mikalakis. Honorable Zandamela, you can't be disrupting a declaration. What's the problem? Honorable Zandamed, this is a declaration, and let's allow Honorable Mikalakis without any disturbance. All the parties will have an opportunity to do their declaration. Sorry for that inconvenience. Can you continue, Honorable Mikalakis?
Thank you, House Chairperson. I'd gladly repeat any part of it, but let me start where I was interrupted. The DA cares deeply about the safety of the people out there. We have put an alternative on the table that will bring down crime with the right budget. This budget we are voting on is not going to do that job, and the members of the ANC know this. I hope they will have the courage today to, for once, put the people who voted them in above the ANC party line. If they can't muster that, then for the sake of the thousands of victims out there, abstain so that we can vote it down for you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Karakis. EFF, it's Honorable Motsamai.
House Chair.
Yes.
Yes, House Chair. You just said you didn't give me an opportunity to speak. But I wanted to correct something. Because we did forward to the table that EFF has gotten a declaration in the Office of the Justice, and you didn't call us.
But we're not dealing with justice now. We're supposed to do that when I presented justice.
Yes,
now we're dealing
with to the table that we've got a declaration in the Office of the Justice, and we support the Office incorrect that you are now recording that EFF doesn't support the Office of the Justice. We do support the Office of the Justice, but you didn't give us an opportunity to present.
There is no objection even from your part. I said all parties support. It's agreed to. You are not following, Honorable Zandamel.
But the declaration, House Chair.
You wanted to do a declaration, but we're not dealing with that now. Can we be alert, Honorable Members? Let us be alert. Let us be alert. Now we're dealing with the one of police. It's for EFF, it's Honorable Motsamai. Honorable Motsamai?
Agreed.
Thank you, Chairperson. The economic freedom fighters reject the budget for police. As the EFF, we note with deep concern how police performance and contracting has deteriorated over the past 2.5 decades, with a priority remaining unchanged. Under the watchful eye of the South Africa has over a period of 2 decades weakness and increasing in crime statistics. Our police officers are simply not well trained to do their job. The training does not speak to the challenges which officers face on the ground. It is as a result of this mindless policing that today we witness mass shooting every single week in Khayelitsha in Cape Town. Our police stations are housed in a poor infrastructure. They lack technology and the vans in each and every police station are stationary because they just don't have tires. The capacity of the South African police do not anything has been dramatically endowed. The people of this country need a satellite police station that will open 24 hour service days a week and every ward in the country where there is no police station. We need a recapability community police forum and encourage formulation of crime watch in the street and community hotspots. We reject this budget vote.
Thank you. FF Plus, it's Honorable Dutoit.
Thank you, agbare voorzitter. Soos altyd word die eerbare pogings van die dames en manne in blou hoog op die prys gestel en erken. Dankie aan elkeen van julle wat met hart en siel veg in die stryd teen misdaad. Che, after SAPS lost the war against crime, while members acting on instructions from the proverbial man in the hat, the latest crime stats reflection is a reflection of the truth, the softer version of the reality in South Africa. On a year-to-year basis, the murders increased by 22.2%, attempted murder increased by 24.8%, and burglary increased by 13%. Most South Africans are in dire need of police protection. I say most South Africans because the VIP protection budget was bolstered while SAPS budget was insufficient and doesn't address the current demands of the department. Wat verder kom het wekker in, voorzitter, is die feit dat daar onderspandering in die politiebegroting was. Hoe kan het wees? Is het moontlik? Ons ondervind op 'n dagelikse basis dat daar onvoldoende hulpbronne by die meeste polisiestasies is. 'N tekort aan personeel en uitdagings met oorlaaide speurdienste. Hoe is dit moontlik dat die minister wat weet dat hy een van die bekendste figure in die land is, maar ook een van die mees berugte figure in die land is, hoe hy kan toelaat dat daar onderspandeer word? Hoe is dit moontlik dat hierdie minister kan toelaat dat nasionale roetes deur protesgangers versper word, soms vir dae? Voorzitter, het maak nie saak of hierdie paaie deur individue of vragmotorsbestuurders versper word nie. Gewone burgers se regte word deur sulke aksies geskend. The minister must explain why the SAPS allowed about 200 trucks to block the N12 in Bloemhof in the Northwest province for 3 days, an economical highway with interprovincial vein. Millions of rands were lost as a result thereof. How is it possible that selective law enforcement is taking place in the country? Situational awareness and mere monitoring is costing the economy millions of rands, Jay. It is said that a mistake repeated more than once is a decision. How many mistakes, Minister, are in fact decisions? How much longer must the economy be held hostage by this disgruntled lawbreakers? Ons hartloop by tyd uit, Minister. Suid-Afrika is in 'n kruitvat situasie. Voorzitter, ons kan nie hierdie begroting ondersteun nie.
Thank you. IFP, it's Honorable Hadebe. Honorable Hadebe. Seem not to be connected. We move to ANC, it's Honorable Shaikh.
Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Sorry, Honorable Hatebe. Sorry, Honorable Shaikh. Let's have Honorable Hatebe. Honorable Hatebe.
Honorable Chair, according to Section 205 of the South African Constitution, the core function of the police service are to prevent, combat, and investigate crime, to maintain public order, to protect and secure the inhabitants of the Republic and their property, and to uphold and enforce the law. Further, the budget states, among others, that the department will focus on improving community safety and reducing violence against women and children. As the IFP, we welcome this commitment by the SAPS and are in full agreement that ensuring community safety and reducing gender-based violence and femicide are our top priority. We have been and will continue to be vocal advocates for our communities, and we remain committed to building a South Africa where people feel safe at home, at school, and in the workplace. The IFP has consistently called for police visibility to be enhanced, and in order for this to happen, there needs to be sufficient boots on the ground. We therefore must again raise our concerns about lack of policing capacity. President Ramaphosa, in his 2022 SONA, promised more police officers. The budget then confirmed that the department's intention to rejuvenate and improve policing capacity through the appointment of 12,000 entry-level constables. However, less widely publicized is the fact that 10,000 constables will replace personnel who have left the service. Provisions over the medium term has therefore only been made for an additional 2,000 police officers. It is important to note that South Africa currently has 1,154 police stations. Simple mathematics will reveal that this equates to the majority of police stations only receiving one additional officer. How much of an impact can this make? According to the Portfolio Committee on Police, the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations, also known as the HOCS, is severely undercapacitated, and the DPCI functions with a 48% workforce. These serious capacity issues must be addressed with urgency if the SAPS and the HOCS are to fulfill their essential mandates. Also, if the SAPS gender-based violence and sexual offences action plan is a key priority for 2022-2023, it is concerning to note that Pop Crew recommended that police stations must be resourced with the rape testing kits and police officers trained on how to use them. Why has this not been done? The budget must be properly utilized to ensure commitments such as the one to end GBV become the lived reality of citizens and not just empty promises. I thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hatebe. ANC, Honorable Shaikh.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. The Budget Vote 28 of Police has a significant role to play in the fight against all sorts of crimes in South Africa. In that spirit, the ANC welcomes and supports Budget Vote 28. The vision of creating safer communities will move towards being a reality, and realization will come through Budget Vote 28. The budget will enable the police to intensify the fight against gender-based violence and reduce the DNA backlog. Gender-based violence and femicide continues to haunt South Africa, and Budget Vote 28 will further enhance the Department of Police in the fight against gender-based violence and femicide through various campaigns and programs. The fight against crime in our society will never be won only through the police, but there is a need to mobilize different sectors of society to play an active role, from business to civil organizations and faith-based movements. All these different groupings will require resources to mobilize, train, and equip them, and the budget will enable this to happen, and the ordinary South African stands to benefit the most from the budget vote. The funds allocated will play a critical role in crime preventative measures and proactive policing. The budget will increase the resources for the police to improve policing through more recruitments and the use of technology as a strategy for policing. The use of technology requires resources to acquire the necessary tools, and a budget is imperative in this regard. The primary objective of the South African Police Service is to create a safe and secure community for all South Africans, and that can be a reality if we welcome the budget vote. Thus, the ANC welcomes and supports Budget Vote 28, which will benefit all South Africans as crime affects everyone. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I have further been informed that the DA wishes to call for a division. Is the division supported by 4 delegates?
Honorable Levis Kahni.
Yakunyambi.
3.
Matt.
No, it's more than the threshold. Division have been called. I will now allow a 15-second window to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the House.
We can give you 13 if you want, House Chair.
No.
I'm fine with the 4.
Proud to sit.
Thank you. We now proceed to the voting on the question, and the question is that the vote be agreed to. Delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands. Please keep your hand raised.
Chairperson Lindwe PP, vote in favor.
Thank you.
Chairperson Lakhanyane from Limpopo, vote in favor.
Thank you.
Tabete from Mpumalanga, voting in favor.
Thank you.
Njadu, vote in favor, House Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands.
Honorable Chair?
Yes.
Honorable Chair, the hands for support were not taken down. They're still up. So we can't go to abstentions yet.
And no, it's against now. We're done with the support. Yeah, I said then, they must lower their hands.
If that is the case, Chair, then the whole ANC is supporting and is against and is abstaining.
House Chair.
Yes,
can you allow us to lower the hands in favor? And we'll indicate when to call for the hands against.
Okay, can you lower the hands in favor?
It looks as if they're asleep, Honorable House Chair.
Let me tell you that.
And I've pleaded with everybody, including the staff and honorable members, that let's all be alert.
We are alert.
Let's lower the hands.
The hands are not lowering.
And
no, awake. They are supporting us. Don't force them to lower their hands.
Okay, the hands are lowered now.
Now,
let's have...
Kiva's hand is still up.
Against should please raise their hands.
Kiva.
Against, please raise your hands.
Hey, my hand is not lowering, Chairperson. Can you ask them to lower my hand? I'm not sure because my hand is a black hand there.
No,
yeah,
no.
No, you're welcome. Welcome. Thank you. A blue t-shirt in your size.
The count is completed. The table will lower all the hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. The table will submit the results. Thank you. The results are as follows. In favor, 34.
Sorry, on a point of order, Chair. Sorry. This is now the fourth time that it happens to me. As soon as they clear the hands, they cut me off. So I'm voting against the budget. Please see that my hand is at the right place.
Okay. Thank in you. Favor 34, against 21, abstention is 0. Then it's agreed to. Thank you. We now move straight to the next one. I now put vote 29. That's agriculture, land reform, and rural development. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. The declaration is strictly 3 minutes, honorable members. Be very alert on that one. For the DA, it's Honorable Smith.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Am I audible?
Very audible.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chair, we have a farming community who are resilient, innovative, and who have endurance of steel in this country. But our farmers are feeling anxious, deserted, and underappreciated. I can only imagine how afraid they must feel when they see in the news another neighbor, friend, or even family member that has been brutally attacked and murdered on a farm. Having to fear for your family every single day while struggling to navigate for survival in a country where a farmer is not appreciated and even labeled as an enemy. The truth is they are an easy target and this government is unable to protect them. And in some instances, I even question their motives as it can come across as deliberately failing our farming community. I want to tell our farming community out there, whether commercial, upcoming or subsistence farming, don't despair. A DA-led government is awaiting us in 2024. Your contribution to this country and its people will be appreciated once again. And you will be supported and protected by your government under the DA. We as the DA cannot support this failing and shrinking budget. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Smith. EFF, it's Honorable Arnold.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Economic Freedom Fighters rejects the budget vote of the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform, and Rural Development. We once again reject the department which has poverty eradication as one of its priorities. Yet, this goal is yet to be realized because the ANC-led government is not serious when it comes to delivering on their promises and has not put in place any tangible plans for its realization. Today in our country, the poor and the landless continue to suffer more with no access to sufficient, safe and nutritious food. The department has failed to build and support fresh produce markets for access by small-scale fruit producers. Conditions of farm workers under white farm owners have worsened, especially in the Western Cape. Farm workers are still worse off than any other sector of the economy. Most workers receive low wages, poor housing facilities, and health indicators are substandard. Farm workers remain marginalized and in a vulnerable position, exposed to human rights violations and abuse. Now, as the EFF, we reject this report and the failure of an ANC corrupt government, which is only known for looting and stealing from the poor. Thank you.
Thank you, FF Plus. It's Honorable Du Toit.
Thank you, Akbar Voorzitter. food security is a talking point on the local and international front. Government should stop focusing on race, especially when it comes to food security and safety. I inquired from National Treasury on the number of initiatives that there are to assist commercial farmers in the current financial and environmental circumstances. The answer was that National Treasury must operate according to government's NDP and its ideologies. Assistance is given to upcoming farmers. Die kort en die lang voorsitter is dat vele initiatiewe op staans boere fokus en nie op parallelle ontwikkelingsinisiatiewe waar kommersiële boere ook daarby baat nie. Ongelukkig speel kleur 'n rol. Jay, I'm aware that the land bank falls under public enterprises, but the land bank used to play an integral role in developing the agricultural sector. The current state of affairs is that Land Bank could be on the same trajectory as the SAA, appointing new boards, sticking to an ideological approaches that result in further financial distress for the bank as well as the customer. The bank turned away up to 50% of its paying customers due to financial constraints as a result of race-based approaches, and it will be assisted with another 5 billion rand allocation. Voorzitter, die regering moet aandag skenk om die huidige boere te ondersteun. Insetkoste soos die prys van brandstof en kunsmis sal dringend verlaag moet word om volhoubare kwaliteitprodukte te lewer en werksverliese te verminder of te voorkom en ook om voedselpryse bekostigbaar te hou. Dit is geboekstaaf dat die Vryheidsfront Plus op meer as een geleentheid 'n beroep op die regering gedoen het om te verseker dat boere en hul gesinne en werkers juis beskerm moet word. Ten spyte van die onlangse reën in dele van Suid-Afrika behoort benodig heelwat van die boere steeds hulp na afloop van die onlangse reën, oorstromings en droogte. Hierdie is onvoldoende befondsing wat beskikbaar gestel is vir belangrike kwessies, voorsitter. Protecting a farming community and then you protect the country. Dankie, voorsitter.
Thank you, ANC. It's Honorable Modise.
Thank you very much, House Chair. And good afternoon, House Chair. The ANC support Vote 29 as one of the physical instruments that government uses to finance of policy objective on agriculture, land reform, and rural development. The ANC is very much aware of an urgent need to help grow and broaden economy for inclusive participation and ownership. The disposals of land from black majority Africans in particular is one of the causes of poverty, unemployment, and inequality in our society. In order to ensure that we adequately to do away with the legacy of colonialism and apartheid, the ANC will continue to ensure that the land is redistributed to those who work on it. The land beneficiary selection policy will not only ensure that the priority of inland allocation is geared towards women, youth, and people living with disability, but will equally ensure that allocation land is put to produce, use as thus contribute to our national food security. It is worth noting that, among other things, one of the reasons why certain claims are made by the Democratic Alliance and Freedom Plus, FF Plus, is because they know that some of our local farmers are hoarding food, such as many farmers in Free State, and influenced by economies on scale within the sector. In order to dismantle agriculture monopolies, this vote will provide support to emerging commercial farmers by ensuring that land is made available to them. We know that most of our emerging farmers do not have access to land, and many cannot be accommodated at the municipality communities. Honorable Chairperson, this vote will see the finalization of the Agriculture and Agro-Process Master Plan, as well as the hem of the Carnivores Master Plan, and see the policy initiative meant to unlock, grow, and unleash our agricultural productive potential to create the much-needed job opportunity as the sector in the labor intensive. In conclusion, Honorable House Chair, there are no valid reason, therefore no reason permits for members of the House to object this progressive vote 29 for the land reform, agriculture and rural development. We have an electoral mandate and responsibility as the
Thank AS you.
To ensure the development needs of all South Africans and are meant to the interest of and advance. The ANC support the vote, Honorable House Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Modise. I've further been informed that the DA wishes to call for a division. Is the division supported by four delegates?
Brouts is it.
Smith.
Honorable Professor.
Thank you. The division has been called. I will allow the 15-second window to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the House.
Okay.
We now proceed to the voting on the question. And the question is that the vote be agreed to. Delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands, and you please keep your hands raised.
Honorable Chairperson, Lindwe PP, vote in favor from KZN. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lakanyan from Limpopo, vote in favor, Honorable Chair.
Thank you.
Tabete from Mpumalanga, voting in favor.
Thank you.
Honorable Jadu, vote in favor.
Thank you.
Honorable Camilo Benjamin, she hasn't said a thing.
Honorable Hot Chocolate, please. Thank you. The count is complete.
If you want me to, Honorable Chair, I will say
the
Honorable
table
Benjamin
will
from
lower
the Eastern Cape
hands
support.
To prepare for the next vote. Thank you. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Thank you. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. The table will submit the results. The results are as follows: in favor 36, against 21, abstention 0. So the vote is agreed to. Thank you. I now put vote 30, communication and digital technologies. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 31, employment and labor. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of votes in terms of Rule 78. DA, it's Honorable Boshoff. Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you very much, Honourable House Chair. South Africa's economy is producing jobless growth, and given the economic growth projections, it is forecasted that the highest unemployment rate in the world will see another increase in the medium term. Moreover, with inflation set to increase over the coming months, higher living costs, together with limited job opportunities, will be detrimental to South Africans in general, and low-income households in particular. Under the expanded definition, which includes discouraged job seekers, the unemployment rate declined to 46.2% from 46.6%. But you know things are pretty bad when this is good news. Unemployment has a negative impact on consumption, savings, and investment, bringing about a nation that is at wit's end, as unemployment means hardship and starvation. Therefore, we must ask, is the ANC the right party to reduce the catastrophic levels of unemployment? To which the answer is an emphatic no. Minister, you must admit that the country is in a crisis and a different approach to economic growth is needed. The ANC comes up with economic reforms to revive the economy, but these reforms have not shown up in any data. Your plans for economic recovery are completely misplaced. We do not need to see bills like the Employment Equity Amendment Bill being enacted, as this will exacerbate the unemployment and poverty calamities. It seems to be a question of three steps forward and four steps back. We need to see these appalling economic policies removed and replaced with workable policies, which will enable business to grow and getting investors to flock to South Africa to stunt the skyrocketing unemployment rate. The Democratic Alliance objects. Thank you very much, House Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Boshoff. EFF, it's Honorable Apleni. Honorable Apleni?
No, we don't have declaration for this one, House Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zandamela. FF Plus, it's Honorable Dutroit.
Thank you, Akbar Voorzitter. The ANC's goal of achieving economic transformation by the year 2030 will not be achieved, and their goals and objective needs to be relooked. We do have the human capital in South Africa to let the economy thrive, but race-based policies and regulations just need to be scrapped as soon as possible. The unemployment rate is at an all-time high, currently stands at 34.5%, and the youth unemployment rate in the Northwest Province stands at a staggering 70%. That's 7-0. Statistics A confirmed that the quarterly labor force survey found that in the first quarter of 2022, the unemployment rate for those aged between 15 and 24 years of age was 63%. It translates to about 3 out of 10 people. Voorzitter, die feit dat die huidige onderwysstelsel veel te wense nalaat, dra by tot lae indieningsnemingssyfers. Die oorsaak van werkloosheid strek veel verder as slegs die uitdagende ekonomiese omgewing waar ons onsself bevind. En die kwaliteit en kundigheid van leerders en studente speel ook 'n rol. Ons moet nie na begrotings en silo's kyk nie, want dit vat hande met mekaar. Werkgewers kan weens die hoë insetkoste nie noodwendig bekostig om enige verliese te hê weens onbekwame persone sonder enige werksondervinding nie. Die uitdagings is dat die werkgewers hierdie kandidate geleentheid moet gee om hul vaardighede te ontwikkel, ondervinding op te doen en terug te ploeg in die besigheid. Ek benadruk dit weer eens dat geen aanstelling op 'n ander evaluasie as meriete mag plaasvind nie. Die regering se huidige werkskepingsprojekte help nie noodwendig om vaardighede te ontwikkel nie, maar is eerder tydelike werkers in diens te neem met die troos van vergoeding sonder dat hul kundigheid bevorder word. Race-based policies must be scrapped to enable the economy to grow, Chair. The Freedom Front Plus cannot support this vote. Thank you.
Thank you, ANC. It's Honorable Modise. It's Honorable Khai, sorry. Honorable Khai.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. The budget of the Department of Employment and Labor has increased from 3.81 billion in 2021-2022 to 3.95 billion in 2022-2023 financial year. One of the most important entities of the department, the CCMA, recorded its highest number in large-scale retrenchments in the 2020-2021 financial year, which represent an increase of 54% from 729 to 1,124. Indeed, we accept that there were tremendous difficulties faced by many companies during the various stages of national lockdown. However, there's evidence that some reckless employers tend to see retrenchment of workers as an option of first resort rather than last. These are people who find a home in the DA and the Freedom Front Plus. The CCMA has been weakened by budget cuts. In spite of this, the CCMA remains an instrument available to social partners that is capable of working beyond its mandate in resolving labor disputes. For this reason, it must be allocated sufficient resources. Some employers in South Africa are exploiting the lack of clearly articulated policy framework in the management of labor migration. What these employers are doing generates anger among South Africans who are jobless. We are pleased that the department is developing the National Labor Migration Policy. We see this as an intervention to address the inadequacy of existing policy framework. It will help in provinces like Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, where tensions are running high, especially in coal mining corporations and farms. In this light of populist mobilization targeting foreign nationals, we call on the department's inspection and enforcement services to continue its mega blitz inspection targeting the hospitality and agricultural sectors, where these problems are most prevalent. The inspectorate must test compliance on the National Minimum Wage Act, the Occupational Health and Safety Act, Basic Conditions of Employment Act, Unemployment Insurance Act, and COIDA. This approach must also serve to advise, educate, and provide technical information and support to both workers and employers about the services offered by the inspectorate. The Department of Home Affairs and the SAPS must form part of the inspection to ensure that as many companies as possible are fully inspected for their compliance with our national laws. The African National Congress support this budget vote. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hai. I've been informed that the DA wishes to call for a division. Is the division supported by four members?
Brother Smith.
I have Smith.
Boso.
Pastor.
Thank Honorable you. Lund. Division have been called. I'll now allow 15-second window to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the House. We now proceed to the voting on the question, and the question is that the vote be agreed to. Delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised.
Chairperson Lindwe BB from KZN in favor.
Chairperson Jinjado, vote in favor.
Thank you.
Chairperson Lekhanyane from Limpopo, vote in favor.
Thank you. Thank you. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands.
Tabetete Mpumalanga, vote in favor.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chavez. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Thank you. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. The table will submit the results. The results are as follows. In favor, 34. Against, 20. Abstain, it's 0. The vote is agreed to. Thank you. We now move to vote 32. I put vote 32, forestry, fisheries, and environment. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. EFF, it's Honorable Arnott.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we rejected this budget vote when it was debated earlier, and we feel the need to state our position on the uselessness of this department. We reject just this budget as corruption in the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries and entities under the minister's management continues on a daily basis. The massive irregular expenditure, wasteful and fruitless expenditure, flouting of supply chain management legislation and overpayment of invoices remains a problem. The country is bleeding from corruption and the poor is suffering the most under the government. Taxpayers' money is not spent in a responsible manner. Under the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, communities staying in and around forest and natural resources are not benefiting at all. Small-scale fishers that are in need of environmental justice are not enjoying the benefits of South Africa's resources. Small-scale fishers from the Western Cape, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal face numerous challenges in applying and accessing fishing permits. And their livelihoods stand under serious attack as many struggle to feed their families. The minister's failure to oversee the resources of South Africa effectively and responsibly will go down in the history books of this country. We reject this budget and we condemn the ANC for taking the country backwards. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. ANC, it's Honorable Modise.
Thank you very much, Honorable House Chairperson. The ANC rightly support vote 32 for the Department of Forestry, Fishery and Environment. This vote will see the tabling of climate change bill and pieces of legislation will ensure the implementation of a comprehensive legislation framework around climate change with mitigation, adaptation, measure to be adhered by the provincial and local government. Through the implementation of climate change response by provincial and local municipality within a national adaptation strategy and plan, and these will include assessment of country vulnerability to climate change and related sector as cross-sectoral and geographic level. We are content with the allocation of the resources to Sandpark, and we are hereby put the emphasis on the importance contribution in our national parks to make towards the growth of the economy. It is contribution to tourism and conservation and protection of our environment. We are concerned about the number of domestic black visit to our national parks, and this is important to ensure that all South Africans alike have equal access to our natural habits and environment. The vote understands the concept of a sustainable and use and exploit exploitation of our natural resource such as marine living resource, and will allocate of fishing rights to a small scale fisheries. And we take note that fishing rights allocation process is transformative policy within the fishery sector. We acknowledge that a lot of progress has been made in terms of a forestry branch, and we have called upon the department to ensure the speed transfer of forestry land to rural community in order to better their livelihoods. In conclusion, Honorable House Chairperson, as the ANC will call upon the City of Cape Town to reasonably adhere to the Heads of Agreement with SANParks and ensure the transfer of all land under agreement for the inclusive benefit all of South Africans, as South Africans belong to all who live in it, and including the Table Mountain. Thank you very much, House Chair.
Thank you. The vote is agreed to. The objections of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I put vote 33, human settlements. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. EFF, it's Honorable Zandamela. Honorable Zandamela.
Yebo.
I'm pleading to be more alert, my brother.
Gadget. I am alert, House Chair.
Yeah, do your declaration.
Oh, no, thanks, House Chair. The EFF rejects the budget vote for human settlement. House Chair, we reject the budget of a department which gives poor quality housing to our people. This department is known for nothing but poor workmanship, incompetence and lack of ethics, which contributes towards providing the poor with substandard houses. Underlying this is the fact that the victims of this injustice are mostly the invisible, whose voices hardly find expression in mainstream media and other news avenues. Year after year, houses in the Western Cape get flooded during periods of heavy rainfall. These are places where children and people with disability live, places where no human being should live. In KwaZulu-Natal and elsewhere in the country, our people are struggling to deal with natural disasters because the government has not provided secure homes for them. Till today, the House Chair, the department has failed to tell us what exactly is their intervention in KwaZulu-Natal following the devastating floods in that area. There also exists a serious demand and plea from communities to make land available with service stands where people who can afford to build for themselves, not these one-roomed RDP houses. But our people will not realize that dream because friends and comrades of the ministers and MECs are the ones being awarded tenders to build RDP houses. Health service stands is not yet an option in the ANC-led government. Thank you, House Chair.
Thank you. IFP, it's Honorable Hadebe.
Honorable Chairperson, this government continues to fail dismally in the provision of access to adequate houses for those in need. The right to housing additionally enshrines the right to dignity and to basic services such as water, electricity, and sanitation. The application process has been plagued by corruption and fraud, and it's again the most vulnerable in our society, the elderly, children, and people with disabilities who suffer the most. According to the Development Action Group, the national housing backlog currently sits at an estimated 2.6 million and close to 12 million people are awaiting decent accommodation. In the Western Cape alone, more than 600,000 people are currently on the waiting list for housing. This shocking reality cannot be ignored. I must reiterate the IFP's most serious concern surrounding the issue of blocked projects. It is furthermore illogical that no indicators, budget, or timeframes are linked to the department's three-year plan to unblock these projects. This is a critical failure and reflects poorly on the department's attention to urgently attend to these projects. Digitization of housing beneficiary list and the issue of title deeds remain another serious concern. Chairperson, our most vulnerable, the elderly and child-headed households must be prioritized as beneficiaries in housing allocation. The department has most sacred duty in this regard. With these concerns, the IFP supports the vote. I thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hadebe. ANC, it's Honorable Dodovu.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I rise to support the budget and the vote itself because as the ANC, we understand that housing remains a biggest challenge that is facing our country, that our country remains living in poor and squalor conditions, that after 28 years, there's still a long way to go to ameliorate the situation that our people find themselves in. And it is for that reason, and that reason, Honorable Chairperson, that we must support the endeavors and the efforts of the department to ameliorate this situation to ensure that our people have got access to affordable houses, that our people have got access to subsidies that must enable them to have roof over their heads, that our people have title deeds, but in addition to that, that they have a land tenure system that will ensure that they promote investment where they live. As the ANC, we understand that this can be only achieved when there is coordination between all sectors of our society, both private and public sector. But at the same time, all spheres of government at local government level, at provincial government level, and national government level, working together in unison to ensure that we achieve these particular objectives. As the ANC, we know that this road is very, very long. It needs us to be patient. It needs us to collaborate with our people and continue to build houses because over the 28 years, despite what other parties are saying, the ANC has made an indelible contribution in terms of making sure that it houses the people, in terms of making sure that people have got access to water where they live. And we salute this particular endeavor of the ANC. And we are saying our government must continue along this particular line. It must accelerate the process of ensuring that at the end of the day, people have got houses. And these other ones will continue to complain. They will continue to close their eyes and plug their ears and not understand and not see that the ANC is doing its level best to house our people. And on that score, Honorable Chairperson, as I indicated, we salute this budget, we support it, and we say to the minister, work very hard, coordinate with all the sectors so that all of us must succeed. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dodovu. The vote is agreed to. The objections of DA and EFF are noted. I now put vote 34, Mineral Resources and Energy. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78. For DA, it's Honorable Smith. There is no H.
Thank you, Chair. You got it right now after second term. Honourable Chair, South Africa has the most amazing people who can joke even in the direst of situations. South Africans are extremely patient and accommodating. The potential of this nation is endless with the diversity of people who have different views and have this inherent creativity and innovation. However, we must acknowledge the frustration and irritation with the constant electricity blackouts that disrupt their lives, their work, their businesses, and even studies. We can only imagine how demoralized they must feel when they struggle to make ends meet or just survive. To be hit in the face with a petrol price now passing 25 rand, looming towards 30 rand per litre. Taxi fares are going up. Food has become unaffordable and keep rising. All South Africans want is the ability to live a peaceful life, getting home where the lights are on, able to make some food that was affordable and in line with their income. Is that too much to ask from this government? The DA will place ordinary South Africans first and ensure affordable energy security as a baseline for economic growth and a job renaissance. 2024 is around the corner. The DA cannot support this oppressive budget. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Smith. ANC, it's Honorable Bibi. Mama.
Thank you very much, Baba. Honorable Chairperson, the African National Congress supports Budget Vote 34 of the Department of Resources and Energy. This budget vote will advance priority intervention of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan, including amongst other the restructured electricity sector and transitional regulatory arrangements required to make this possible. For instance, Honorable Chairperson, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy and within the economic reconstruction and recovery plans priority intervention of support the electricity industry reforms to achieve energy security has entabled the Electricity Amendment Bill and the electricity pricing policy to establish dynamic and competitive electricity market in the country. These amendments will certainly provide greater certainty to market participants, thereby increasing investments in the generation capacity from the independent power producers, which is necessary to offset the growing energy demand, as well as allow municipalities to procure electricity directly from the independent power producers. Honorable Chairperson, the budget vote is geared towards ensuring that mining in a sunrise rather than sunset industry, to be franker. The department will improve the turnaround time of mining permits, rights, and licenses through the procurement of the new ICT infrastructure and system. More importantly, the fast tracking of the mining permits, rights, and licenses will accelerate radical transformation and mineral beneficiations in the mining industry so that the industry can be reflective of South Africa demographics. Furthermore, Chairperson, the turnaround time of mining permits, rights, and licensing will, of course, incentivize investors to invest in the exploration of the newly discovered mineral resources considered critically in the transition towards the green economy, and this in 10 will create more jobs opportunities in mining communities in the former Bantuism provinces like Northwest, Mpumalanga, and Limpopo. Furthermore,
as I conclude, Chairperson,
the Select Committee will continue monitoring the work of the department to ensure that the policy priorities of the ANC-led government are realized, Chairperson. I thank you.
Thank you, Mama. I've been informed that the DA wishes to call for a division. Is the division supported by 4 delegates?
Honorable Labuschagne?
Yakulon, Chair.
1, 2, 3. Division have been called. I will now allow a 15-second window to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the house. We now proceed to the voting on the question. And the question is that the vote be agreed to. Delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised.
Thank you, Chairperson. Lindwe PP from KZN, vote in favor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Lekhanyane from Limpopo, vote in favor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Njadu, vote in favor.
Thank you. Thank you. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Tele from KZN, I don't know if my vote was counted for 4.
No, now we're dealing with abstention. Honorable members, be very alert, all of you.
I am alert, Chair. I have promised.
Thank you. The vote is now closed. The table will submit the results. The results are as follows. In favor, 34. Against, 21, abstain, 0. The vote is agreed to. We now, honorable members, move straight to vote 35. Science and innovation. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA and EFF are noted. Honorable members, I now put vote 36, small business development. I have been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of rule 78. For EFF, it's Honorable Lutuli. Honorable Lutuli. Three, two, one.
We reject with no declaration, actually.
Okay, there's no declaration. ANC, no declaration. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 37, sports, arts, and culture. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 78, EFF, it's Honorable Lohihi. Honorable Lohihi?
Chairperson, it's Honorable Lutuli. I'll take it.
With my permission, you can take it.
Thank you so much. Lutuli. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Economic Freedom Fighters rejects the budget for sports, arts, and culture. We reject the budget of the department which failed to protect its artists during the COVID-19 period and its restriction, even when it promised them some assistance. This department will always be known as a department which deprived artists opportunities of putting food on the table. Stadium closed for a whole 2 years, and most of our artists lost their means of income and a lot more. At Chairperson, today, many creatives stand to lose their homes because they have been unable to make a living over the past couple of years. The department has not lifted a finger to assist. Instead, Chairperson, the budget that was allocated to assist them was looted and never achieved what it was meant to achieve. Chairperson, in sports, there has been no coherent programs of sport development led and coordinated by the department across all sporting codes dominated by African people. Football is still led by the corrupt Danny Jordans, who has not initiated a single development program in the country. We therefore reject this budget as it does not develop the sports and the arts in any way, and instead poses a way for a ruling party to once again misuse and abuse funds. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tuli. ANC, it's Honorable Gillion.
Thank you, Chairperson. Building a nation is a bedrock our democratic South Africa was founded on, which espouses our shared values as espoused in the Constitution. The department has an important role to play in ensuring that the identities of all South Africans are recognized and embraced as part of the diversity that defines a vision of a national democratic South Africa. The heritage landscape has a symbolic value, and the cultural dominance in the heritage landscape requires the department to implement programs that transform our spaces and forge social cohesion through the inclusion, through the inclusion of marginalized identities and history. In relation to sports, we have continuously observed the level of inequality between men's sports and women's sports. This is worsened by the commercialization of sports, which supports male sports more. The lack of sporting facilities in rural and underdeveloped areas is another factor depriving many South Africans to grow participation in various sports at a competitive level and at the recreational level. The social, such as a health benefit and economic benefit of a sports active nation, are good and should be harnessed through these programs of this vote. Digital innovations have created new economic opportunities for creative artists in the art and culture. We need to support our artists through our cultural diplomacy efforts and to support their development. Another critical area in this budget is the creative and cultural economy, which makes a critical contribution in job creation. The trade aspect of the creative and culture aspects of the sector requires focus and transformation to offer the world the diversity of our nation and to ensure equitable economic As I conclude, Chairperson, the African National Congress support budget for 37 of sports, arts and culture so that it continues to play its role to develop preserve, protect, and promote sports, arts, culture, and heritage. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Killion. The vote is agreed to. The objections of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 38, tourism. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 7-8. EFF, it's Honorable Apleni.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll take it on behalf of Honorable Apleni, Honorable Matebula.
Honorable Matebula.
Chairperson, the economic freedom fighters reject the budget vote of tourism. We know that COVID has a huge impact on this sector, but what this period demonstrated is the inability for the leadership of the sector to reimagine tourism during times of global difficulties, such as the period we are now emerging from. There is no leadership in this department. The department has failed to even meet their own targets for the first and the second quarter of this financial year. The tourism recovery plan offers nothing of substance other than giving tax grant to an undefined category of employees. The department merely spent 19% of its budget for destination development during this period. Despite the great need for diversifying our tourist value proposition in the country, they achieved 8 of their 19 targets for tourism sector support. It is difficult to understand why this happened, because the entire tourism sector is on its knees as a result of COVID. The Tourism Equity Fund has been embroiled in court shenanigans because of the challenges from racists who are fighting the prioritization of Black people to benefit from the fund. We do not know why the department has not appealed this decision of the Supreme Court of Appeals in the Constitutional Court, as the EFF will reject this budget vote. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tebula. ANC, it's Honorable Khai.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Over the last 2 years, we have all witnessed and watched the tourism sector bear the brunt of COVID-19, the 2021 July unrest, and the recent floods in KZN, Eastern Cape, and Northwest have set our country back by a mile. While these events might help prove how susceptible the tourism sector is to natural disaster and pandemics, they have also shown us that tourism remains one of the most resilient sectors of our economy. South Africans love to travel, and people of the world are amazed at what our country offers. The sector is showing signs of recovery, and this is evidenced by increase in income in almost all categories of accommodation, food and beverages, as well as transport. The tourism sector recovery plan has provided firm basis for this recovery, and we believe that the budget allocation of 7.6 billion rand in the medium term will enhance the work of the department and its entity towards a sustainable and more inclusive tourism sector for a better life for all and the betterment of the lives of many women, young people, and persons with disabilities who look to this sector for their economic emancipation. Honorable members, unemployment in our country has reached crisis levels. Therefore, it is incumbent on all three spheres of government to channel their resources towards projects that will provide job opportunities for our people. We must welcome initiatives such as the one of the KZN, Department of Economic Tourism and Environmental Affairs, which has allocated 1.7 million rand in grant funding to Kwadukuza Municipality. The municipality was the first runner-up to the KZN EDT 2021-2022 Natural Resource Management Municipality Competition for Mavivane Transformative Refinery Air Management Program. This project will demonstrate the important ecological, social, and economic benefits of rehabilitating river catchment in shielding the municipality, vulnerable citizens, and businesses from escalating disaster risk and costs associated with climate change. We are encouraged that through this project, new ways to mitigate climate change.
As you conclude.
New ways to mitigate change disasters will be discovered, while in the process, more than 300 people gain employment. For this reason and more, we support the budget for 38 tourism. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Khai. The vote is agreed to. The objections of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 39, trade, industry, and competition. I will inform that the following parties would like to make declaration of votes in terms of Rule 7-8. EFF, it's Honorable Apleni.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I will take it on behalf of Honorable Apleni.
Okay, Honorable Matebula, you can continue.
Chairperson, the economic freedom fighters reject the budget vote of trade, industry, and competition. We reject this budget because nothing tangible has ever come from this department, which is continuously in a planning phase with a series of task teams that continue to research the reports compiled by them. Instead of finding a solution to these challenges faced, this department continued to adopt neoliberal policies that cannot create jobs and stimulate economic growth. The department has allowed South Africans to be the dumping ground of low-grade goods. International trade policies still allow goods that could be manufactured locally, such as chicken, to be imported. The department fails to support small-scale sugarcane farmers by acquiring a milling machine. This indicates that the department lacks the understanding that through small-scale farming, massive jobs can be created. We reject this budget as it does not contribute to job creation in a population where the youth remain unemployed. We reject this budget, which has no aims of development, improve social equity, and empowerment. It must be put on record that as long as the government does not own means of production, such as land and minerals, and nationalize the banks to be able to finance projects for the general masses of our people, the economy of this country will remain in the hands of the white people and it will not grow. The EFF reject this budget vote. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, ANC. It's Honorable Dango, Ambassador.
I am not asleep, Chairperson. My guest.
Yeah, I can see.
Before I conclude, Chairperson, I would rise to welcome the three-pronged approach to addressing the challenges facing the country as articulated in Vote 39 of the department and the ministry. The focus on industrialization, transformation, and building a capable and ethical developmental state is key to unlocking the potential of the SA economy. The approach of integrating the work of all three spheres of government through the district development model strengthens the capability of government to achieve its strategic objectives. The emphasis on developing and providing support to special economic zones and revitalization of industrial parks are key components of the ANC-led government's approach to develop local, regional, and rural economies. The success of the special economic zones like the Tshwane Automotive SEZ ought to be replicated in particularly the rural and undeveloped provinces such as the Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and Northwest, amongst others. We welcome the approach taken by the Ministry and the DTIC to intensify support for these provinces. It is from these underdeveloped provinces that will have black industrialists emerge will create the necessary jobs for the millions of unemployed people. This will structurally transform our economy to increase Black women and youth participation in the mainstream economy. The budget further supports the success of the reimagined industrial strategy, which is central to achieving the objectives of reducing unemployment, poverty, and inequality, focusing on a central master plan in the development of globally competitive industries. These master plans are part of a concerted effort with the private sector to reinvest in the economy and create opportunities for SMMEs to participate in the productive sectors of our economy. Some opposition parties in Parliament are rejecting this bill. They prefer that our country should remain underdeveloped, poor, and poverty-stricken, and grossly unequal. They want the vast majority of South Africans to participate in the mainstream economy through the provision of labor. These opposition parties are unpatriotic and unsympathetic to the poorest of the poor. Those of us who are sent here by the poor and the working class will not waver in the face of all these challenges. We will continue to struggle towards the transformation of our society for the benefit of it all. And in conclusion, I want to now thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dango. Thank you, Honorable Ambassador. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, EFF, and FF Plus are noted. I now put vote 40 transport. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 7-8. EFF, it's Honorable Aplin. Or it's Honorable Matebula again. Honorable Aplin?
No, thanks, Chair. We don't have a declaration on this one.
Oh, there's no declaration. ANC, no declaration. DA, no declaration. The vote is agreed to. The objection of DA, IFP, EFF, FF Plus are noted. Honourable members, I now put vote 41, water and sanitation. I've been informed that the following parties would like to make declaration of vote in terms of Rule 7-8. DA, it's Honourable Fessel. Honourable Fessel?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Water is life. This isn't a slogan reserved for environmentalists. It's a basic requirement to sustain all life and a needed commodity in a developmental state. Without water, mankind and plantkind will quickly become extinct. We cannot undo the damage already done by bad governance caused by unaccountable leaders prioritizing cadre appointments in key positions and allowing fraud and corruption to become endemic in every aspect of Department of Water and Sanitation's management and administration, leaving many communities still without water and without sanitation. The department destroyed our streams, estuaries, rivers, and dams, damaged our environments, and is subjecting our communities to disease and an undignified life without enforcing legislation applicable in the Water and NEMA Acts. Water pollution is not just harmful, it is deadly. Mahatma Gandhi said, and I quote, "The earth, the air, the land, and the water are not an inheritance from our forefathers, but on loan from our children. So we have to hand over to them, at least as it was handed over to us." A close quote. Annually, budgets are presented with promises to develop infrastructure to improve the quality of life of South Africans, providing them with imaginable hope. But year after year, their hopes for a better and dignified life evaporates. The voice of the people begs to be answered. How can we trust you with any budget? We need water. The Democratic Alliance objects to Budget Vote 41. I thank you.
Thank you. EFF, it's Honorable Zandamela.
Thanks, House Chair. We The EFF rejects this budget vote when it was debated earlier. And we feel the need to re-emphasize our position on the uselessness of this department. The department has failed to build water infrastructure capable of meeting the water demands of our growing economy. People of Giane, Dr. J.S. Moroka, Tembisilehani, and Bush Park Ridge have been without water for years, despite the investments made in that part of the country by the department. We also bemoaned the fact that the water boards that have been used as playgrounds for the ruling party's patronage politics and which have been factories for producing the most corrupt activities must be revamped and refocused towards building water infrastructure and delivering water services. Pollution of our river systems, spillages of effluent, dysfunctional water waste treatment works, and water treatment plants are daily occurrences in different parts of the country. Today, there are still thousands of people in KwaZulu-Natal without reliable access to water after the devastating floods in that province. 2 months later, there's no solution to that problem to make sure that people get water. Communities have resorted to getting their own water tanks because they have no water in the middle of this very cold winter. I thank you, House Chair.
Thank you, FF Plus. It's Honorable Dutoit.
Chair, I will handle this one on behalf of Honorable Dutoit.
No problem.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, almost every single bulk water supply project since 2007 is either still not completed or was completed years after the plan. And in some cases, certain projects never even left the planning table. On the one hand, we hear that South Africa is a water scarce country. But on the other hand, for example, in the Mangaung Metro, admitted in the report table in February this year that there was an average water loss of 46% of the total distributed, and this is due to dilapidated infrastructure. So, Jay, clearly this department isn't capable to provide the necessary infrastructure for the future when it can't even maintain the infrastructure that was inherited. This while the most of South Africans still has no access to clean water in violation of their basic human rights. Jay, this department under the ANC governance has failed to ensure that every person in South Africa can enjoy the basic human rights. It's to clean water. So instead of blaming everything and everyone, from weather conditions to global warming or even the past, this department must rather get it up, get its house in order with qualified and honest staff and officials to do what they are paid to do, and that's to ensure water and sanitation for all. Chair, while the stench of raw sewage hangs over the whole of South Africa and the taps are empty in large parts of the country, this department cannot be trusted and this budget cannot be supported. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dubrain. I'll now invite IFP Honorable Hatebe.
Honorable Chairperson, the Department of Water and Sanitation has one of the most important mandates in our country to ensure the provision of safe, clean, and consistent running water to all communities. In fact, without water, there is no life. Unfortunately, Chairperson, vast quantities of the country's water services are under stress, dilapidated, and insufficient. Our dependency on water does not lend itself to an unresponsive and slow response to the needs of our communities by government. It means that we are to be proactive and continually improve service delivery in this regard. One of the major challenges of late has been seen in the province of KwaZulu-Natal and parts of the Eastern Cape, where flood damage has exposed the inadequate attention to water infrastructure. However, KZN and the Eastern Cape are not the only affected provinces. In Gauteng, it is reported that water leaks due to poor infrastructure result in the loss of more than half of all water. This loss is estimated to sit at approximately 500 million in one municipality. In the Eastern Cape, specifically the Nelson Mandela Bay, it is reported that there is a consistent reduction in dam storage capacity of water. It is bringing about an imminent day zero where residents won't be able to access any water. the truth of the matter is that there was no maintenance plan for water reclamation infrastructure and implementation across the country. Short-term solutions only place a superficial band-aid to the problem. We need a greater commitment from this department and aggressive strategic plans to address the water shortage over long-term projects. These projects must be informed by forward planning and exceed expected population demand. For example, in KwaZulu-Natal, there are losses of reticulated water of about 54%. The eThekwini Council estimates that a comprehensive plan to fix and upgrade the reticulation process, which includes everything from pump system down to the pipes, require a budget of about 1 billion per year over a period of 10 years. Chairperson, this is only fixing the existing supply of water. We need to expand our water security far beyond what we need to immediately address to sufficiently any unexpected demand. But the job is not done at this point either. Whilst we need to address our water losses and projected expansion plans, we need to unlock the potential of water being used as an income-generating tool. The reality is that water is becoming a commodity around the world, and the rich countries are seizing the opportunity to become major providers of water. Likewise, if we plan sufficiently and act with urgency, we may be able to provide water solutions that drive business development, urbanization, and food security. Bright future begins with clean water. The IFP supports the vote. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hadebe. ANC, it's Honorable Njandu.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. The ANC is in support of Budget Vote 41, Water and Sanitation. Honorable members, our responsibility in this House is to ensure that the department undertakes its work according to the prescripts of the law of our country. Ours is to ensure that department realizes the rights to sufficient water and adequate sanitation by our people. We stand here today to commend Minister Mthunu for decisively intervening in Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Municipality, where the residents of the municipality are facing a possible day zero. Our country is water scarce. Therefore, we must encourage our people and businesses to take every reasonable step to conserve and use water economically. We welcome the initiatives by some local municipalities to diversify their water sources to include groundwater. The department has announced in the budget vote that it will develop a regulation to guide municipalities in extraction of groundwater and management of groundwater use. Honorable members, we further acknowledge the policy intervention of the department to increase the storage capacity of our dams by raising dam walls in various parts of the country. This initiative will not only result in water availability to communities, but also has the potential to stimulate economic growth through increased agricultural activity leading to job creation. The department has acknowledged that there are challenges in the various water service authorities, which are the coal face of providing quality drinking water and adequate sanitation infrastructure. The department has committed to giving the necessary support to water services authorities through various interventions, such as technical support and expanding its scope to support reticulation projects. Lastly, Chairperson, the commitment by the department to ensure compliance with the Blue and Green Drop program will go a long way to ensuring access to clean water and adequate sanitation. As the ANC, we declare our support for the budget vote 41. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Njandu. I've further been informed that the DA wishes to call for a division. Is the division supported by four delegates?
Yakulon Chairperson.
Two. I still have two who are supporting. Let me have the others.
Did you get Yakulon Chairperson?
It's one of us.
Karim Fasan.
Division, thank you. Division have been called. I will now allow the 15-second window to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the House. Thank you. We now proceed to voting on the question. And the question is that the vote be agreed to. Delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised.
Honorable Chair, Lekhanyane from Limpopo, vote in
Thank
favor.
Thank you. Thank you,
Honorable Chairperson, Lindwe Bibi from KZN, vote in favor.
Thank you, Mama.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Tabete Mpumalanga, voting in favor.
Thank you, Honorable Tabet.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Njadu, vote in favor.
Thank you, Honorable Njadu. The count is completed. Table will lower all the hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands. Please keep your hands raised.
Honorable Chair?
Yes.
Honorable Nana votes in votes against.
Thank you, Ornana. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. The count is completed. The table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. The table will submit the results. The results are as follows. In favor, 33. Against, 20. Abstain, 0. The vote is agreed to. Honorable delegates, I now put the schedule. Are there any objections? The objection of DA, EFF, FF Plus are noted. The schedule is agreed to. Honorable delegates, we'll now proceed to the sixth order. Consideration of the appropriation bill, B7-2022, National Assembly, Section 77, and report of Select Committee on Appropriation. I now call upon Honorable D.G. Mahlangu, Chairperson of the Select Committee on Appropriation, to present the committee report. Honorable Mahlangu, Chairperson of the Select Committee.
Thank you, Honorable House Chair. Honorable members.
It's an important part as well.
Yes, exactly.
Very good afternoon. Lotshani Dumelang, Kuyemera. Honorable Chairperson, I'm honored and humbled to be given this opportunity to table before this House a report on the Appropriation Bill B7-2022 on behalf of the Select Committee on Appropriations. The committee adopted the report, while the DA, FF Plus, Economic Freedom Fighters rejected the report. Upon the tabling of the bill by the Minister of Finance on the 23rd of July, 2022, the committee received a thorough briefing on the 25th of May, 2022 from FFC and PBO on the bill. Public hearings were conducted on the 31st of May, 2022, wherein the Equal Education, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and the South African Institute of Chartered Accountant, SAICA, were given an opportunity to make their presentation. Honorable Chairperson, having engaged on the process, the committee has made some observation on the following issues and recommended on those issues. That the presidency should table its monitoring report to Parliament on a quarterly basis, detailing the performance and expenditure of the president, a presidential employment initiative program. We believe that this will assist Parliament to conduct oversight and closely monitor the implementation of the program and ensure that corrective actions are taken timelessly to ensure value for money. Honorable Chairperson, the Cabinet, together with the National Treasury and Provincial Treasuries, should put the process in place through appropriate intergovernmental relations channels to resolve the issue of national and provincial departments that owe municipalities, notwithstanding the fact that accounting officers are responsible for cash management and following treasury regulations to pay creditors within 30 days. A progress report should be tabled in Parliament by National Treasury in the next budget cycle. Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, we also recommended that the South African Police Services should put proper systems in place to ensure that the allocated budget of just more than 100 billion rands for the 2022-23 financial year is spent effectively and value for money is achieved, because we will follow the money. We also recommended that SAPS should expedite the process of constructing the three new stations in Limpopo, the Northwest, and Northern Cape in the current financial year, as per the commitment. Honorable Chairperson and members, the committee urges SAPS and the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure to address any issues related to unnecessary delays, project management, and lack of expenditure and performance. Most importantly, National Treasury should continue to engage with the two departments to ensure smooth implementation of infrastructure projects and improved infrastructure patterns. Honorable Chairperson, Parliament will continue to monitor progress in this regard. We also recommended that the transferring officers of the Department of Human Settlement and Corporate Governance should expedite the process of requesting funding from the Provincial and Municipal Housing Emergency Grant and the Provincial and Municipal Disaster Response Grants, respectively, to be released by National Treasury to deal with the effect of the floods in KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape, as we have heard the reports in the previous week. We also have made a recommendation regarding our observation that the National Treasury should assist in expediting the process to ensure that the 1 billion rands available through these grants is released to assist the affected communities. Parliament and the KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape provincial legislatures should continue to monitor progress in this regard. Honorable Chairperson, the Competition Commission should expedite its research work related to uncompetitive behavior among the producers of agricultural inputs. We believe that this exercise could assist government in bringing stability to the prices of fertilizers and fuel. But most importantly, it will help to ensure that there is value for money for the 7 billion rands allocated for the Comprehensive Agricultural Support Program over the 2022-23 MTEF. Honorable Chairperson, the committee has also recommended that is of the view that maladministration, dysfunctionality, and failure to spend allocated funds effectively should not be allowed to continue at the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, and the National Treasury and the Department of Higher Education and Training. They should be able to monitor the situation closely and intervene where necessary to ensure that students from the poor working class are not disadvantaged by administrative inefficiencies. Honorable Chairperson, while the committee welcomes and appreciates the submissions made by civil society organizations, it would like to encourage SAICA, COSATU, Equal Education, and any other organization to continue reaching out to various levels of government, including parliamentary sector committees, to ensure that there is follow-up on specific sector policy issues. Honorable Chair and honorable members, fellow South Africans, the Department of Basic Education should ensure that proper financial management system and plans are put in place for the 8.5 billion rands earmarked for the National School Nutrition Program to ensure efficient spending. This should eliminate any poor expenditure and poor quality of nutrition being provided to learners. Moreover, the department should also monitor closely how food is being provided to learners and whether value for money is achieved in this regard. The Department of Health and the Mpumalanga Provincial Health Departments should expedite the investigation into the complaints that patients at Kwamhlanga Hospital are required to collect medicines from a pharmacy right next to the mortuary. Once the investigation is completed, the report should be shared with the committee. Parliament and the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature should continue to monitor the progress made in this regard. Honorable Chairperson, whilst welcoming again the 2.7 billion rands earmarked for the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, the committee believes that this allocation is inadequate, given that connectivity in rural areas remains a big problem, affecting schools and other important public institutions, including the functioning of rural businesses and communities. And that will include our good souls. Honorable Chairperson, we also recommended that the Department of Corporate Governance should ensure that proper financial management system are put in place for the 111.6 billion rands earmarked for these votes. The department should ensure that the challenges facing municipalities, particularly those in financial distress, are addressed. The department should further ensure that the issues around national and provincial government departments or municipalities are addressed through the relevant channels, as well as the issue of municipalities owing ESCOM. Parliament will continue to monitor and raise questions on this matter if it remains unresolved. On my concluding remarks, Chairperson, please allow me to thank all committee members, irrespective of party affiliate, provincial committee members, committee stakeholders, media and general public, as well as committee support staff for the commitment they have shown. The committee recommends to the House that the bill be adopted without amendments. I thank you very much. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable DG Mahlangu. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mahlangu. I now put the question. The question is that the bill be agreed to. Before we proceed to voting, I shall allow political parties the opportunity to make their declaration of vote in terms of Rule 7-8 if they so wish. We'll now allow 15 seconds to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the House. We've got political parties for the 3 minutes. We've got Honorable Ryder for the DA. Honorable Ryder will be followed by Honorable Dutoit. Honorable Ryder, strictly 3 minutes.
Chair, we once again are asked to approve a budget that has been set by the same poverty cabinet who have brought us to this point. The point where South Africa has record unemployment, rampant crime, poor education outcomes, failing local government, inadequate electrical supply, overcrowded prisons, an ill-equipped defense force, a demoralized and failed police service, a health system comprising burnt down hospitals and overworked staff. I can go on to each department. Every measure that this government is responsible for shows inadequacy and failure. Fellow members, we have all agreed in our various committees over the last few months and in our debates over the past few weeks that key projects need additional funding. Yet, here is this executive budget giving us more of the same. The best confirmation of this is the substantial increase in appropriation to VIP protection, while ordinary South Africans are left to fend for themselves in increasingly desperate times as hunger and hopelessness take hold in a time of political instability. We are headed for another perfect storm, and yet the response is to stick to what has failed already, to double down and not revisit our spending. But it is no wonder when our president can afford to lose a few million US dollars in a robbery and not bother to report it. When our ministers are given wonderful houses and cars with security details to keep the ordinary people away from them, they are too out of touch with the realities on the ground. We were promised an infrastructure-led recovery. That is not what we see here in this budget. We see wastage. Rather than considering 100-meter flagpoles and fancy statues, let's build catalytic infrastructure that works for our people. Name a new infrastructure project after a stalwart if you want to honor them. Honorable members, we behave like victims of the budget when we have the power to influence it. Parliament must hold the executive to account. We can do so by rejecting this poverty cabinet's poverty entrenching budget. The Democratic Alliance rejects this appropriation bill, and we urge all the other members in this House to do the same. And if you will not, OZA 2024. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dutoit. Honorable Ryder. I'm saying the next one is Honorable Dutoit. Thank you, Honorable Ryder. The next one is Honorable Dutoit, FF Plus.
Thank you, Achbare Voorzitter. In this adjustment appropriations bill, money is spent that wasn't earned, but taken. Die regering spandeer op die oomblik geld wat hulle nie verdien het nie, maar deur rigiede wetgewing inwin. Betaal aan die keiser wat die keiser toekom, maar dan moet die keiser dit verdien en die koers moet billik wees. Maybe it's because governments didn't earn taxpayers' money that they so easily spend and allocate funds to the wrong priorities. Government is currently exercising selective oversight, and legislation dictate that taxes are due, must be paid and collected, or else. Legislation also dictates that no corruption, maladministration, and that no fraudulent supply chain procedures can take place. Is that what's really happening? Reports upon reports received and debated on wasted funds, stolen money, misappropriated funds, and irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, and then the investigations and redeployment starts. Chair, in the meantime, the humid air in KZN is filled with clouds of smoke and anarchy. Millions are looted, lost, and trampled. Reports confirm that politics is behind the turmoil. And again, it's the taxpayers' money that must pay for this ANC's power play. government then comes to the fore as the so-called savior, availing 18.1 billion rand of taxpayers' money towards SASRIA, an event that could have been avoided, money that could have been allocated to build the country, to alleviate hunger and poverty. Money spent on COVID vaccines, vaccination programs, and COVID employment initiatives is concerning. It was noted that the actual expenditure of contracts entered into by the Department of Health to procure enough vaccines was 7.4 billion rand, and not 6.6 as initially estimated. Again, taxpayers had to pick up the bill. Did the taxpayers get value for money when all these funds were spent and only 30% of the population were vaccinated, Chair? People that chose to be proactive in their approach. Chair, 70% of the population population that exercised their right not to get vaccinated are still here with natural antibodies. Die geldbeurs raak kleiner, kommoditeite raak duurder en het 'n groter deel van die bevolking raak afhanklik van die staat. Toedelings in die begroting kan nie meer net aan kaders oorgelaat word nie, voorsitter. Die Vryheidsfront plus ding aan op verantwoordelike finansiële bestuur en gevolgbestuur. Earn what you spend and be responsible. Honorable Dikeleri, with the greatest respect, I didn't want to touch on the current disaster in KZN, Eastern Cape, Northwest and the Northern Cape, but since you mentioned it, a request was posed to municipalities to tend to these disasters in their specific areas by reprioritizing funds. No one mentioned that three of these municipalities in KZN were under administration, is currently still under administration. You're focusing on the oversight role that the legislature must play. What oversight role can be played at the end of a financial year when there are no funds available? There's no service delivery in those areas. It wasn't even there before the disaster struck. But yes, government must observe and play its oversight role. This is absurd the way things are being handled. You mentioned the 1 million rand that was said and that was promised that might be available after September 2022. Nowhere is mention being made of the 24 a billion rand that might be needed to assist only in KZN. But that we can discuss it another day. Die minister van Finansies het ontken dat enige munisipaliteite aansoek gedoen het om hulp vir hierdie rampverligting. Che, as Margaret Thatcher said, is that you eventually run out of other people's money. And this is something that the ANC must remember. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, EFF. It's Honorable Moletsane. We'll be followed by Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. The EFF reject this budget. The appropriation bill is being used by the minister to allocate money to national departments.
Honorable Labuschagne, please.
And its entities. All these budget cuts has negative impacts to our people. Our society is facing a serious gender violence. It needs well-capacitated people to fight this GBV, but these budget cuts impact negatively to them. The NPA budget has been cut with almost 4 million rand and is expected to deal with high-profile cases. SASSA is closing more and more payment points. People are expected to spend money they don't have. Chairperson, as EFF, we don't object to service delivery, but as EFF, we object to the budget cuts. We need to do away with rubber stamping the treasury budget and look at the needs of the people and change their lives. EFF reject this budget. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Muletsane. Honorable Njandu for ANC.
Sihlalo, as the African National Congress, Appropriation Bill B7 2022. The key question for the NCOP is how the allocation of the appropriation bill are going to assist the program of the national departments and their entity in carrying our programs in provinces and the local.
You are muted.
Honorable Njandu, you have muted yourself. Unmute.
There's someone disturbing.
Unmute.
Okay. Sihlalo, as the African National Congress, Appropriation Bill B7-2022, the key question for the NCOP is how the allocation of the appropriation bill are going to assist the programs of the national departments and their entities in carrying out programs in provinces and the local sphere of government to achieve economic and social recovery, jobs, and relieve poverty. The appropriation bill provides immediate support for the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Job creation and social protection allocation are aimed at the funding economic relief measures to the most vulnerable, while also supporting programs that are contribute to the South Africa's economic recovery. These are facts. The appropriation supports work on challenges of unemployment, inequality, poverty through three pillars, namely achieving a more capable state, driving a strong and inclusive economy, and building and strengthening the capabilities of South Africans. The appropriation bill also finances the strategic framework, its programs, all of which we have oversight as the National Council of Provinces. The fundamental problem with opposition declarations is that they pick up on the latest topical issue, throw it into a declaration and think that it makes sense, when the objective of the declaration on the appropriation bill is to speak to the mandate of the bill and whether what has been appropriated has in fact met the mandate. For the NCOP, the bill allocates resources across the national sphere of government, 71% of these allocations going to transfers and subsidies. These are transfers to provinces, municipalities, public cooperatives, and other non-profit-making entities. So when the opposition say we reject the appropriation bill, what they are saying is that provinces should not receive the necessary funding. The challenges of implementation is the responsibility of our oversight, which we have to make sure happens, not blame the appropriation bill. In reality, the appropriation bill is the lifeblood of ensuring our people receive the services, support, and provide the financial for comprehensive social protection. The stability of our provinces is tied up with the appropriation bill, which covers all conditional grants. Starting at Pambi, the ANC supports the appropriation bill, Bill 7, 2022. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We now allow the 15 seconds to delegates who are outside the virtual platform to join the house. We now proceed to voting on the question, and the question is that the bill be agreed to. Honorable members, delegates who vote in favor should please raise their hands, and please keep their hands raised.
Chairperson, Lindwe put in favor.
Thank you.
Honorable Jadu, vote in favor.
Thank you.
I say Lekhanyane from Limpopo, vote in favor.
Thank you, Honorable Lekhanyane.
Honorable Tabete from Mpumalanga, I vote in favor.
Thank you, Honorable Tabete. Thank you. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands to prepare for the next vote. Delegates who vote against should please raise their hands, and please keep your hands raised. The count is complete. The table will lower all the hands to prepare.
Chairperson.
Yes. Is complete.
And negere on count the mo babagana.
Okay.
Chairperson.
Is complete.
And negere on count the mo babagana.
Thank you. Delegates who abstain should please raise their hands. The count is complete. The table will lower all hands. Voting is now closed. Table will submit the results. The results are as follows. In favor is 35, against 19, 19, abstain 0. It means the bill is agreed to in terms of section 75 of the Constitution.
Yes.
Order 2024.
Order, members. Allow me to take this opportunity to give it to the chair of the NCOP, Ntatema Sondo, who started the business to deal with the concluding remarks and conclude the session of today. The chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, Ntatema Sondo. Honorable Mason.
Now, thank you very much, Honorable Nyambi. At this point, I'll take this opportunity to present a statement on decorum of the House. Honorable Delegates, I therefore wish to address you on the events that transpired during the sitting of the 31st of May, 2022. I have since received correspondence from Honorable Mikalakis expressing his dissatisfaction with the language used against him by some members of this House. I have also received a report from Honorable Ngwenya relating to the events. I have also been informed that there was an attempt by the Chief Whip in a subsequent sitting to deal with the matter in the House. Despite the efforts by the Chief Whip, Honorable Mikalakis apparently remained aggrieved. I've also read the transcript of the proceedings for that day. Having read the transcript of the proceedings for that day, Deputy Minister of Human Settlement, Pem Chwete, is on record apologizing. This was confirmed by Honorable Ngwenya, who was presiding on that day. Nothing more, therefore, needs to be said insofar as the Deputy Minister is concerned. Honorable Mikalakis' main complaint is that the statement directed to him was discriminatory. However, Ngwenya, on the other hand, is of the view that the conduct of some delegates undermined the authority of the presiding officer and portrayed her as lacking capacity as a presiding officer. The allegation which Honorable Mikalakis repeats in his complaint. I do not think that any useful purpose would be served by attempting to pit the statements against each other. I shall, however, deal with some of the utterances in the course of this statement. Although delegates enjoy the privilege of freedom of speech in the House and in its committees, this privilege, as we all know, is, however, not absolute. In terms of Section 71 1A of the Constitution, freedom of speech may be exercised subject to the limitations imposed by the rules. As such, the privilege is subject to, amongst others, the following rules. Rule 611A, which prohibits delegates from using offensive or unbecoming language in the council. Rule 50, which compels delegates to give precedence to the officer presiding during the proceedings. Rule 51, which authorizes the officer presiding to order a delegate addressing the chair to stop speaking if the delegate, despite warning from the chair, persists in irrelevant or repetitive arguments. Rule 69, which set out in detail the procedure to be followed in raising points of order. Rule 69.7, which prohibits delegates from raising points of order in response to a ruling given by a presiding officer. Rule 69.12, in terms of which the presiding officer's ruling on a point of order is final and binding and may not be challenged or questioned in the House. Rule 69.13, which authorizes the delegate who is aggrieved by the presiding officer's ruling on a point of order to request that the principle or subject matter of the ruling be referred to the Rules Committee. And Rule 69.14, which authorizes the Rules Committee to deal with the referral as it deems fit, provided that it confines itself to the principle underlying or subject matter of the ruling concerned, but may not in any manner consider the specific ruling, which is final and binding. On the ruling, therefore, we have on several occasions ruled in this House that delegates are entitled to the privilege of freedom of speech in the Council and its committees in accordance with Rule 45 of the Council Rules. Freedom of speech is one of the privileges accorded to members of Parliament the world over to allow members to freely express their views and represent their constituencies without any external interference. It accords to both individual and a collective body of members. On a number of occasions, since the inception of the Sixth Council, presiding officers have ruled that no delegate may verbally abuse another delegate or cast personal aspersions or reflect the integrity of another delegate, except by way of a substantive motion. If such allegations, whether made directly or indirectly, were to be generally allowed in debate in the House, they would not only seriously undermine delegates in the performance of their duties, but also impede the effectiveness of this House to function as the Constitution intends it to. This approach is in keeping with the practice in other parliamentary jurisdictions. I therefore wish to appeal to delegates not to abuse their freedom of speech and to refrain from making remarks which are offensive and clearly unparliamentary in terms of the rules. Such remarks are neither worthy of the dignity of the House nor conducive to orderly and effective debate. In keeping with the decorum of the House, delegates are required to afford each other mutual respect by referring to and addressing one another in a respectful manner. I wish to caution delegates to not only familiarize themselves with the rules, but to ensure that they conduct themselves within the spirit and letter of the rules. Although the Deputy Minister apologized, statements made within the context of statements were clearly unparliamentary. accusing the presiding officer of lying, questioning the capacity of the officer presiding by asking in the chat room, to quote, what are you doing in the position of the chair, close quote, were clearly intended to undermine the authority and impugn the integrity of the presiding officer. And arguing persistently with officer presiding is in flagrant disregard of the rules. In conclusion, there is a clear procedure to be followed if a delegate feels aggrieved by the ruling of a presiding officer. It is worth repeating that any delegate who felt aggrieved by the ruling was at liberty to follow the procedure outlined in Rule 69.13. Delegates are therefore not without a remedy. I therefore call upon all delegates to cooperate with the presiding officers to uphold the decorum of the House at all times, irrespective of the circumstances, and to conduct themselves within the constraints of the Constitution and the rules. So in terms of this statement, we hope that today we shall have provided some guidance, and that indeed all of us collectively will seek at all times to protect and maintain the decorum of the House. On that note, I thank you very much. Looking forward to us cooperating and working together as we move into the future. Having done so, honourable members, that concludes the business of the House, and I wish to thank all permanent and special delegates for availing themselves to be part of this sitting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you.